I just had to roll with the punches. It's difficult to lose a job, and for a lot of months either having pay reduced, or having no pay at all. I'm a lot more fortunate than other people, to have found another job. But the furlough scheme didn't stop me from losing my job in the first place. I worked as a tutor. I tutored GCSE chemistry. It's a supply and demand kind of job. When the schools closed, lots of parents weren't taking their children to tuition centers. There were lots of people who were let go, people like me, so young people, people who worked part-time. But there were lots of people who worked full-time who still kept their jobs. I'm working as a carer now. It was a stroke of luck. I found the job through a family friend. The Tories have handled the crisis quite poorly. I thought there were lots of things that they could have done and they didn't. And now it's working class people who have to make up for it and pay for it. Obviously it's all about profit. It's profit over people. And there's no one clear stance. They're split between wanting to lessen the impact of the pandemic and wanting to increase the economy. If the government had taken things more seriously, then there wouldn't have been such massive job losses and so many deaths. The job support scheme is kind of awful. Workers will share the burden by wage reduction. People are already struggling to pay the rent and to pay their bills. To ask them to take on even more of the burden than before is ridiculous. It's all very confusing. The fact that they said they would pay, but only up to a certain amount, and employers could also pay, up to a certain amount. What I got from it is that the government is paying less, and workers will have to pay more. And this is only available to viable jobs. What happens to all those people whose jobs aren't viable? My tutoring job wasn't viable on the basis of market demand, but could have been very useful to parents teaching kids at home. I was working, and suddenly my job was just gone. I just had to roll with the punches. Mumtaz Ismay.